staggering through the ring corridor while the Second Chance raced away from the Tian planetoid at full speed, Taunt tried in vain to get control of himself. In his years on Nar Shada, he had witnessed the brutal executions of collaborators and betrayers. He had seen would-be defectors fed to rancors and traitors tortured at the hands of droids programmed for sadism. But he would be lucky to erase the colicoids from his memory. Emerging like a sudden plague from the burrows that hollowed the planetoid, slavering while the rapid-thawed and microwaved Eopi meat was being offloaded from the ship, tearing into it with such abandon that blood misted in thin air and collected like dew on Taunt and Lusan, Vis and Heat as they deboarded the ship. The colicoids were so stimulated by the feeding frenzy, Taunt was certain that he and his entire party would be ripped limb from limb and consumed live before Lusan could close the deal for the buzz droids. Somehow, though, the Gossam had made it happen, and the spherical droids had been moved with due haste into the same holds that had held the meat. But then, poor Vis, lost in the effort of loading the cargo, had stretched out his neck to work the kinks from his shoulders, and the feeding frenzy had recommenced. Half a dozen of the barbarous insectoids pounced on him and stripped his bones of meat and flesh faster than Taunt could comprehend. Taunt, tucking his chins against his chest the whole while, and Lusan, poor Lusan, ineffective in preventing the tragedy and paying dearly for it when he tried to intervene. Smelling the sudden fear coming off him, the colicoids had sliced and diced the Gossam like raw filleted fish, indifferent to whether he constituted a meal or a snack, and not a scrap was left behind. Taunt shuddered. Two circuits through the ring corridor and he was still shaking uncontrollably. Two more and he finally began to calm down, the YT gaining speed and distance for the jump back to Nar Shada. That they had come away from the horror with their cargo intact was nothing short of a miracle. The sabotage droids were piled a meter high in the cargo holds, unsecured and rolling around like ball bearings in a Duratin can. And a colicoid creation nest computer sat in the number two hold, capable of tasking them for their eventual chop shop duty. Lumbering into the main hold, Taunt lowered himself onto the acceleration couch, waiting for the pilot to announce that the ship was ready to make the jump to light speed. But when after too long there was no word, he called forward.
What's the delay in going to hyperspace?
The response was a worrying moment in coming.
The navicomputer says the hyperdrive isn't responding. I'm going aft to check it out.
Taunt cut his gaze to the cockpit connector in time to see the co-pilot hurry into the ring corridor. Before he could lift himself out of the couch, a cry of surprise echoed forward.
The buzz droids are activated! They're disabling the entire ship!